All right, it's time for the podcast. Fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan, punctual Toby Sullivan.
Good morning.
Yes.
If it is morning where you're listening to this.
Look, you know what?
It's morning somewhere.
It's morning somewhere. Fuck off. We live in the world. Time's a thing.
Given that means we can drink now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's nighttime somewhere.
Yeah. It's beer o'clock.
Well, there may be no podcast after this because I've decided to get drunk.
Last year. If you think eggs are just for breakfast, think again.
Talk Puffy to me.
Right, you know how we sometimes do the route review?
Yes.
Well, Wes and I... Hey, Wes.
Hi.
Went to a concert.
Oh.
So we would like to do a concert review.
A concert review.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how exciting.
Was it the Rock of Stedford?
It was even better. It was Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, my God.
Of which I'm not terribly a big fan. I'm not mad for
Right. J-Lo. No, not really.
No, no, take it.
You know, Jenny from the block, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
She doesn't shine bright like a diamond.
Like a diamond.
However, her backup dancers do.
Oh really?
God!
Yes. Really?
Wow. Seriously, I thought there may have been a puddle of jizz at the bottom of our chairs.
Right. So hang on. What is the setting? Are we in a stadium?
Yeah.
We're at the Rod Laver Arena.
Right.
Really? J-Lo's worth the Rod Laver Arena.
She did too.
Holy cow.
Wow. And who was the crowd? Who went to J-Lo?
This is what I loved about it, because I was, when Adam said, let's go to J-Lo to a concert, I was excited, but I had that little thing of, I don't do concerts anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want screaming girls.
I'm not mad.
Right.
But J-Lo's a little bit...
The screaming queens.
90s. Yeah. There's a little bit of screaming queens and... I don't know what
it was. A lot of girls, a lot of mums.
I was going to say lots of young mums.
Yeah, there was, you know, it's the people who listen to my radio.
I was going to say stereo mums.
Yeah, right.
And because J-Lo's a bit past it,
yeah,
she's a bit over it.
Mm.
But she sold out one concert and most of another one.
But it was great because, excuse me.
Oh.
Because it was that thing where you kind of didn't feel like you had to get up to dance because everyone was exhausted.
Also, we didn't know half the fucking songs she was
singing. Oh, really?
She'd crack out a song and she'd be like, she'd hold the microphone out and no one would sing along.
Oh, Jennifer.
What am I saying? She didn't have a microphone to hold out. She had like a little headset thing. And this is the magic of J-Lo. She has an uncanny ability to be... Anywhere she was on stage, she had like a little thrust that stuck out in the middle.
Nice.
Anywhere she was on stage at any point, she was in front of a wind machine.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The entire fucking show.
Wow.
Always right there, hair blowing back.
Oh, my God.
The whole time.
Stunning.
And she wore, the first outfit she came out in was essentially looked like she'd been sprayed with diamantes.
Right.
Right, like a diamond. So she was like in this nude suit with, you know, just all booty with diamantes.
Classy.
An extra, you know, bunch of diamantes around the front so you couldn't see her asshole.
Right.
And then she's like a girl's dick, you know.
Oh, okay, right.
So then she comes out like this and she's constantly in the wind machine. And then the microphone, the little headset thing.
Yeah.
Like whenever she was talking, all you could hear is...
Oh, I know. It's like being on an iPhone in the wind.
Because of the wind machine. But then mysteriously when she was singing, that noise went away.
Didn't hear
it. Really?
They must have EQ'd it very carefully.
They must have. They really, yeah. They sorted that out.
And hot backup dancers.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's it. I didn't care if she mimed. I didn't care what she wore. I didn't care about the fan machine. I just cared about her hot backup dance.
So, wow. And they were in various states of undress.
Oh, awesome.
Was it like a chorus line of swarthy Latino?
Yeah.
Bandera
Salaya. And there was one point where they were wearing like a one shoulder bit of armor thing with a leather strap.
Oh, I love a bit of that.
Yeah. How Belarus.
Yeah. Oh, God, how lead.
It was very hot. And she wore these hilarious Don Monte tracksuits pants.
Was she shopping at Walmart?
With a diamante hooded jacket and then a diamante cap. That was when she was doing her Jenny from the Block.
I was going to say, that's Jenny from the Diamante Block.
Yeah.
And but my favourite moment was when she did, I want light up the audience. I want to see everyone up the top. And everyone's like, ah! And then she points over to the other side. She's going, everyone to see everyone over here. Ah! Then she pointed to us and me being a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Just as like, screaming, yelling, crying, you know, eyes shut, closed, because I was having a big old squeal. And then I just hear her say, you're beautiful. I love you. And I'm like, oh, J-Lo loves me. So I open my eyes to see on the big screen is J-Lo with the whole lit up audience behind her. So essentially on the stage, she's facing herself in a 40 feet tall video screen.
She was in going, the Barbie trap.
Going, you're beautiful. Well, I love you.
She's fallen into the Barbara trap.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's fantastic.
My favourite part was when she started singing the ballad, half the stadium went to the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And where's was it? Like, I have an uncanny ability to read a concert. Like, right. She would start to head towards the back and I go, where's beer o'clock? Costume change.
Costume change.
Well, I've been having my own little private concert experience because I have been watching all of the national Eurovision finals have started.
Oh, well, thanks for coming, Toby. We'll be back with you next time.
So far I've had Belarus, Lithuania, Switzerland, what was the other one? Ukraine.
Oh, Ukraine.
The highlight so far was in Lithuania.
Because I have noticed their finals do look like they're produced by Channel 31.
Yes.
It's pretty rudimentary.
Yeah.
In Lithuania, they had a Lithuanian Spice Girls cover band as the interval act.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Wow. Was it like potato spice? And beetroot spice.
It was pretty amazing.
Oh my
Nothing
God.
Like Diamante tracksuit pants.
No, was there a lot of white linen? Because they always wear white linen.
Quite a lot of white. And in Ukraine, there was one girl who was doing like a big sort of Euro stomper disco number, like a, you know, a very much sort of enough is enough, no more tears kind of feel. And halfway through, I realized she's singing about Jesus. She was giving it a bit of,
wow.
You gave me everything on the cross and I am unworthy.
Well, that's like, you know that Delta Goodrum song, Lost Without You?
Is that a Jesus song?
The first time I heard it was recorded by Jackie Velasquez, who's a Jesus singer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right.
And it's all about, you know, like, you know, Delta makes it sound like it's some guy that's given her one.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And it's Jackie makes it sound like, you know. Jackie also has a beautiful recording called I Got On My Knees.
Oh, wow.
I believe it's about praying.
God. Why can't... What the hell are we doing? We need that as our theme music.
I get on my knees. It's like a full power ballad.
There should be more torch songs about something, Dick.
Yes. more glory hole.
I haven't told Wes this story, but I went to see Mariah.
This is
the week, obviously the week of 90s concert.
Yeah.
And Mariah was in Sydney, and I, because I'm an alcoholic, bought a full catering package. Because I bought the tickets. Because I figured J-Lo was free from work. I'll pay for Mariah.
Right.
And so we went to this like function beforehand where you'll get a lanyard, says your VIP.
Oh.
And it was hosted by Richard Wilkins.
Oh, God. You're not a VIP then.
he insisted on coming around to every table to say hi. And I'm like, no, Dickie, stay away.
It's not. Oh, wow.
Cheesy dick, please stay away.
Wow.
And was all you could drink?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Well, for the whole concert?
Well, up until the concert started.
Right.
Oh,
and then
my
they
God.
Shut the bar.
Well, so, of course, you're raking bottles of champagne into your handbag.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was out of... And I ended up on the messy table. I don't know how I always end up on the messy table.
I think
table.
You made it the messy table. I think you're what's known as a carrier, Adam.
You are the messy table.
We destroyed the centerpiece.
Oh, was the centerpiece Richard Wilkins?
I was wearing the tablecloth at one point.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and
my God.
It was like the centerpiece was like a giant martini glass full of disco balls.
Oh, that's just asking.
So, they were spread everywhere.
Great.
And then went into the concert, and I seriously was the drunkest person in Australia.
Oh, my God.
Screaming to Mariah.
But do you remember the concert?
I remember the concert intimately.
Great.
How close were you?
Like same as where Wes and I were, so kind of.
Oh
like,
well, that really narrows it down. Thanks.
On the left, just up a little, but from the.
Oh there. Yeah.
Oh, that bit. Right.
On the left, just up.
Oh
a bit.
No, just near the tall guy with the mullet. Yeah, right.
We were just about 6 seats behind Trevor Ashley.
Oh really?
Oh, Darls, this is the best concert I've ever been to.
Oh, God.
Jesus
Christ. God.
So it was more of a, wasn't so much a seeding bank as a government in exile.
But you know what? Like the J-Lo concert was a big, big deal concert.
Mariah fans here, Twitter gaze to your left.
Yeah. Right. The Mariah concert was just like, yeah, I've got some guys that have got some dance moves. They didn't take their clothes off.
Oh, really?
Like, they were just dumping.
We've got the runners up from X Factor here to do some dance
moves. Her support act was someone that.
Denise Drysdale.
That won Australia's Got Talent.
Oh, no.
Used to be in CDB. Oh. And that sadly, Groove Tonight was his final song. Like, that was. It's Groove Tonight. Oh. Which is a cover. Of a cover
humanity.
Of a cover. I know.
Yeah, but I reckon someone like Mariah would go, could I have the shittest?
Yeah. But so that I'll look even better.
She had Anthony Kalia on the Gold Coast. And she only did 7 songs.
What?
Apparently on the Gold Coast.
On the Gold Coast. Really?
Yeah, there were sound problems.
Did they go for 25 minutes each?
No, there were sound problems and she turned.
Yeah.
She wouldn't sing a high note, apparently.
She left the stage right after Gangnam Style.
They play Gangnam Style. Her husband does like a DJ set before she comes on.
Oh, God.
Gangnam Style.
Yes.
And Mariah.
Nick Cannon, her husband, plays this DJ set and none of the songs went for more than 30 seconds. And I was totally convinced all he was playing was like iTunes previews.
Oh, my God.
To be like, oh, it's Jackson 5, A, B, C. Then, oh, no, now it's Gangnam Style. Oh, okay. Oh, now it's One Direction.
Oh, my God.
And now it's Busta Rhymes. Okay.
What an a-hole.
Yeah.
What a gaping a-hole.
Kept spinning like records with needles. I'm like, dude, unless you've pressed a piece of vinyl with all these 30-second grabs on
it. Yeah.
I don't know what you're spinning around there.
Have you seen on YouTube the footage of Paris Hilton's DJ gigs?
Yeah!
No! Oh, my God.
What are they like?
She's like, well, it's her. It's like in Brazil or somewhere unlikely. And she's just sort of like messily fingering these record players. And I don't think real DJs use record players anymore. I think they do it all on laptops now.
Yeah.
So she's fingering these DJs and just every couple of seconds just pumps her hand in the air and goes, woo!
Oh, God.
And it's all sort of messy YouTube phone footage, and you can hear people groaning. You know, the person who's taking the video is going, ugh.
One of my favourites is it David Guetta or Calvin Harris or one of those is on some like Top of the Pops or one of those shows and someone's zoomed in on the footage and like he's, you know, spinning around on the you get those CD players that you can spin
the CDJs that you
see. Yeah. And it just says, no disc.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. He's just playing Jive Bunny and, you know, moving his hand over something.
Come on, everybody.
Session with Jive Bunny.
I love Jive Bunny.
But no, Mariah was amazing. She sang a lot of weird album tracks that only desperate fans would know.
Right.
That's great. That's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the first song, like she sang Mariah's theme as she came out, which is my favorite.
Right.
And everyone who was near me was like, what is that? And I'm like, if you don't know it, you're not a true fan. Get out! Trevor Ashley wouldn't have known. There you go. That's our
concert review.
It's great. I really love it when they do one for the fans.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, for the real stands who care a lot.
Yeah. And she played, you know, she played lip service too. She goes, oh, you probably want to hear, you know, like she sang a bit of Love Takes Time.
Yeah.
And she's like, turned to the band and gone, I should sing a whole verse, you know. She's so camp. And clearly never does a rehearsal.
Oh, really?
Like, 'cause at one point she's holding something up. She goes, are you getting a shot of this? Are you getting a shot of it? You can see, everyone can see it. Like, it's like, well, if you'd done the rehearsal, you would have known that was happening.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And she goes, oh, this couch isn't close enough to the stage. So these four men come out and pick her up and move her down.
Wow.
Cabaret.
She's heaven. Cabaret. She's too heaven.
It's good to be famous, isn't it?
And she's like, I need to. She goes, I want to sit down, but I need a blanket because everyone will see everything.
That's what we paid for, Mariah.
Her skirt is so ridiculously short. She goes, God. I can't sit down until you've brought me a blanket. She's just standing there waiting for someone to bring a blanket.
A blanket.
Bring out a fucking horse blanket. So you don't see your meanie.
Too needy. Oh, dear. Wow. That's what we should do. We should have people carrying us around on a couch.
So if you'd like to volunteer, that's talkingpuffy.com.au. Yeah.
If you're a muscly lesbian, we'd like to be dragged around by the sofa that we've passed out on.
I'd really like for you to try and find any lesbian that would come anywhere near any of you.
Yeah, that's true.
Puffcast on review. With Lorna. And Lorna.
Office Twinks 5.
Office Twinks 5. Was that when we had the cheesels?
Yeah, I think we had.
Because you were doing that wonderful thing, putting your fingers in them and saying Edward Cheesel hands. No, it's very funny. I told the girls down at the club about that.
Now, what struck me about Office Twinks 5, Lorna, is that the featured performer credited as Aslan Bruti.
Well, I thought he was the lion from that Harry Potter. Aslan, isn't he the lion? Isn't he?
No.
Played by that chap who was in the don't you?
Yes. He was in that it was that, you know, detective show about the doctors in the war.
The war doctors, I think it was called.
Yes. Show.
That's right, and he
had the phone that shot bullets. Or something. I'd nodded off halfway through the first reel, to be honest. I can't remember much of what happened. It's certainly right. Les insisted that I have a glass of champagne before we went into the cinema, so I can't remember much of what happened that night.
No, that's all right.
I just woke up in the car on the way home.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, he carried you to the car, did he?
Yeah, he's a true chivalrous,
Les, isn't he? Oh, I love a drop of that, yes. No, but Office Twinks 5, hot guys, definitely. Yes. But a disappointing finale between Ricky Boy and Troy. Lackluster fucking is saved by Troy shooting a massive load on Ricky's face.
Couldn't agree more, Lorna.
Yes, I think he got some in his eye, though. He needs those big sunglasses like you've got.
I'm surprised that there wasn't more.
You know, like those Yoko Homo sunglasses that you've got. You know those ones?
I should get them, yes.
You should, yes.
Young Lorna brought them back from her holiday in Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, I love them. No, apparently there weren't many koalas, though.
Yeah, I know. She asked for her money back, but they wouldn't. Yeah.
The podcast has been brought to you by... Well, no one will pay for it. Frankly.
No.
We put the feelers out. We said, who wants to sponsor it? And everyone said, no.
We couldn't even get a Heart Foundation tick. Really?
We couldn't even get a Hazchem sticker.
No. World Vision weren't interested.
If you'd like to sponsor the Puffcast, by all means, give us money. We need it.
Yeah,
certainly.
We'll flog your product.
We'll also try and sell it.
Yeah. I could just see that moment where, like, too many jokes, only one mouth.
No, but in all seriousness, you can subscribe to the Talking Puffy podcast, and you get previous episodes and special features and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And it's very reasonably priced. It works out to, like, something like 20 cents a day. You're... $12.50 per actual joke.
The ABC.
And you keep us in champagne.
Yeah.
Basically, what you're stopping us from doing is buying the cheap sweet one that we can't stand.
Yeah. But that really has an effect on the Puffcast, on the quality of the joke.
Anyone that was at the show in Adelaide where we accidentally drank the cheap sweet one will know how bad the show can go if we're forced to drink the cheap sweet one.
That's my New Year's resolution. I've set a floor price.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Set a floor price of $14 or above.
$14?
Wow.
Look, you have to introduce these things gradually.
Indeed. You've got to have somewhere to go.
You can't go straight to 25.
14, but that's in a box, though. It's not just a box. That's not $14 a bottle. That's like a litre.
It's like by the flagon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was worried.
Calm down.
Thank God for that.
Everyone relax. I'm fibbing. It's 12, but I want to... I want it to look posh.
Yeah. It's hard to look posh when you're drinking Aldi tequila. It really is.
Drag name.
Aldi tequila.
Aldi tequila.
We've all thought about it.
I'm Aldi tequila.
Do you know, if there is such a thing as LD Tequila, we are the perfect sponsorship opportunity.
Oh, yes.
We sure, well, given that their skincare range is sold by bloody Rhonda Birchmore.
Does she do LD
Skincare? She's the face of LD Skincare.
Really? Is she really?
What, God. Because a crocodile was unavailable?
Yeah, Jesus. Right, with her as the face, you'd expect it to also be a bathroom cleaner.
What I want to know is how much money are LD spending on Photoshop?
Oh, yeah.
You know what's weird about LD?
What?
Is like everything in there is like a drag queen.
He's just
because, like,
quite
from
right.
far away, you're like, oh, that looks like Cadbury. Oh, no, that's some other purple rapper with a weird label. I don't know what that is.
And it's Cadbury or something. Yeah. Chocolate. Or...
It's like, you know how drag queens from far away look like a woman?
Yes.
And then up close, you're like, oh, that's a man in
that's
a dress.
A man.
Totally ripped off.
Oh, my God, it's true.
Like the toilet paper, I thought, oh, look, they've started selling sorbet. No, it's
no,
not.
No, that's just...
It's called comfort.
Oh.
Do you know, LD is very disconcerting. You know what disconcerts me is when you walk in, seeing the cashier sitting down.
Yes.
Yes.
Lazy. So and you know, it's you know so European.
Oh, it's so disrespectful.
You know
I have to stand
like
up with my
LD?
Fucking trolley.
I hate the checkout at LD because I have to, I don't know why, I have to be next to my shopping. And you know, they've got those really long conveyor belts.
Oh, yeah, and they go
and
off to
it,
the
and
side.
And then it just goes brrr, and moves ahead. And the people in front, I'm like, I have to be next to my shopping. I have to be next to my shopping. I have to be able to put my hand on it. And it freaks me out when my shopping goes running ahead like a small child at a main road. And I'm left there standing in line trying to keep out. Get to move forward, move forward. I don't know. Like, is it theft if someone steals your shopping before you've bought it? I think it is. It freaks me out. I don't like
see,
that.
This
I don't
is
like question. It.
This is why Toby goes to Aldi.
Right.
Because when his toilet paper goes ahead, he hangs back.
Ah, right, yes.
Pretend someone else is buying
yeah,
it.
Yes.
Do you know
yes.
what? I am loath to bring up the toilet paper issue again. But do you know what Peter did during the week? He bought so much toilet paper, it wouldn't fit in the designated toilet paper cupboard.
Oh, no.
And so I've had to hide it under other objects in the spare room. He was like, oh, we can just leave it in a pile in the bathroom. No, we can't.
No.
I don't know why you're talking like this.
That's crazy talk, Peter.
What if someone comes over and sees all that toilet paper?
Exactly.
Got a big night. We're having a shit party.
So I've hidden it inside a suitcase in the spare room.
In a suitcase?
So no one can, like, move something.
You put the toilet paper in a suitcase.
Oh, my God.
So no one can see it.
And then do you take the suitcase to the airport and put it in one of those lockers and just, like, make it all kind of like a spy film. Let's go and get the toilet paper, Peter. Dun, 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 dun.
Toilet impossible.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what this would be a perfect time for now, I think?
What?
Is we should go down memory lane and recap the first time you mentioned your fear of toilet paper.
Memory lane. Memory lane.
I brought my harp in. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, Toby.
I need to rehearse. You know, on the theme of self-improvement, I've been thinking about joining a gym because I'm a balding 40-year-old. I need to hang on to something. But I'm too embarrassed to.
Why?
Why?
Because I don't want to – it will make me look vain.
Going to the gym.
I just want to suddenly – have muscles just by accident.
Oh, right.
Just I moved a couch or something. Maybe they just arrived. So I'm.
I have that with being thin, but it's not an overnight thing.
Yeah,
it's like months and months.
And it does work, but yes. But I don't want anyone to know that I'm making an effort.
Right.
But like
but
I just
you'll be amazed
would,
that
like I just wished on a star.
How would anyone know until like it's not until like one day you will have muscles. Like they're going to gradually grow.
But Peter will know where I'm going. I'll have to say,
so you're
I'm
embarrassed
just...
about what your boyfriend might think of you going to the gym.
Yes,
is that it?
I think
husband.
I might have to buy a dog so I can have walk it. So to pretend to walk it, so I can maybe just pretend I've bought a dog. I bought a dog, and I'm keeping it outside. Yeah, I'm going to go and walk the dog, Peter. I'm going to walk the dog.
Can I have a little hypothetical moment with you? Okay, you've told Peter. I'm going to walk the dog or whatever other thing you're doing because you're going to the gym.
I have a meeting.
Whatever you've got on instead of going to the gym, like that you're lying about. He's just going to think you're having an affair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not as embarrassing. Getting that is way less embarrassing.
Waiting for that conversation, Toby. Are you having an affair?
No, I'm just going to the
gym. Going to the gym. I'm sorry.
I've been doing press ups behind your back. Yeah, that is way less humiliating than discovering that
really?
You're making an effort. Absolutely. Definitely.
I find that weird.
This is the same kind of psychology that that I won't buy toilet paper.
Why?
I beg your pardon? How do you wipe your ass?
I make Peter do it.
Really?
You are embarrassed to buy toilet paper.
Yeah. I will never buy toilet paper. And I won't let Peter buy it if I'm with him.
How long have we been doing this show with him and we didn't realise he's like a little bit fucked up?
I know. I think we always realised he was a little bit fucked up.
Toilet paper.
When Peter comes home, because you know what else Peter does? It drives me crazy. He will always buy like big, like 12 packets of it.
Right. Yeah, because fucking neurotic about it.
But that means that everyone sees him go into our house with 12 packets of toilet paper. You can't just buy two and put it in the bag with all the other shopping and no one knows.
It's not
bad
like
enough you're at the checkout.
It's not like you don't shit.
But there's no point in just being flamboyant about it.
It's not being flamboyant.
It's not like you're holding a Mardi Gras parade for your bowel movements.
It is. If you are at the checkout with a 12 roll.
He's got his slab of toilet paper on his shoulder going, yep, going home for a curry party. Bring it on.
Big weekend of pooing ahead of me.
The most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life was one time on Christmas Eve, mind you, I saw someone, it was a total stranger, didn't know him, on Christmas Eve, walking down the street with two pizzas and toilet paper. I thought, you, sir, are disgusting.
You, sir, are covering both ends of the transaction.
On Christmas, if you don't mind. Is nothing sacred?
Did you go up and knock the pizzas out of his hand and say, there are children on this street,
well, that's
you know?
That's exactly what I felt like. Disgusting. Do you know what else I do? You know, we're at the supermarket. I've got a lot of supermarket problems, right?
Grimshaw needs to hear about
it. How they've got the screen, where all your items come up? I always position myself between the screen and the people in the queue behind me because it is none of their business what I'm buying. It is absolutely none of their business what I'm buying and whether I've gone for the cheap brand or the expensive brand or anything like that.
You are the fucking Rain Man of Melbourne.
It is really embarrassing. I hate going shopping because people judge you from what you shop.
How much of this behaviour is your mother's?
Some.
How does your mum feel about toilet paper?
Learned. I would never discuss such a thing with her.
What about things like condoms or lube?
Do you know what else? I hate the word toilet.
Really?
I hate saying toilet. Because I'm going to the toilet. It's like, oh, nails down a blackboard.
Did you say bathroom?
Bathroom.
Or facility?
Or facility. Yep. Any explicit reference?
Did you say shitter?
Shitter.
You can't say shitter. I don't even like shitter.
Nah.
Any explicit reference to Pooper's the word toilet fine, is revolting.
Because he often says, Toby will often say when we're out together, I'm just off to powder my nose.
Yes.
Because I don't like saying toilet.
How do you go with buying things like condoms and lube and, you know?
It's not my department. That's really? Peter's problem. It's nothing to do with
basically,
me.
If someone wants to have sex with you or have you not shit all over the floor.
Bring your own, guys. Bring your own. Not my department. There are some bridges I will not cross.
Wow.
Remember the good times.
Good. Do you know what you've just done?
What have I done?
You've meant that we only had to do 15 minutes of new material for this podcast.
Do you know what I noticed?
Material.
Do you know what I noticed during that memory lane? Mm-hmm. We all looked so young.
Only a year ago.
It's been a hard year, eh?
I know, I turned 29 again.
Oh, my God.
You can hear all of the previous Talking Puffy episodes.
You can.
And hear the genesis of all our tedious in-jokes. you have to subscribe on the Talking Puffy website.
Yes, it's a PayPal thing. Click the button.
Yep. It's very reasonable.
Yeah, it's very reasonable. And you get access to everything. And because it's hand-cranked, it won't happen as soon as you subscribe. But conversely, when your subscription lapses, I probably won't turn you off.
Right. There you go.
There you go.
You know, win-win.
Fantastic.
Like everything to do with this podcast, it's half-assed and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's at talkingpuffy.com.au in case you don't know.
Talking trash, talking trash.
sperm facts with Mother Horan.
Now, in sperm news, this just in. Talk profit to me.